Amen. Have your Bible. Take it and turn to Luke chapter 18. Amen. Luke chapter number 18. He says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Bible says he spake a parable unto them to this end. Now this is what the parable was. This is what the parable was said. He starts it out like this. He said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray. And I got to think about that. I looked up that word in Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word ought. Now that word ought means held or bound in duty or a moral obligation. Amen? So a man ought to be held or bound in a duty, and ought to be a moral obligation. He said a man ought to be held and bound in duty and have a moral obligation to prayer. Amen? To prayer. Now, what is prayer? Prayer is talking to God. Amen? We pray and we talk to God. We talk to God through Lord Jesus Christ. We talk to God through the Spirit of God that lives in us. Amen? If you're a child of God. If you're not, boy, it's about time to become one. Amen? We need to get in and be ready to go home at any minute. We could have a shout and a trump this evening, and the Lord call us out of here. Come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And boy, I don't want anybody to be left behind. Amen. It's time to get in. Know that your name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. So that when the call goes out, you can leave here with a shout. Amen. Not be left behind with a pout. So we need to be ready always. Amen. Men ought always to pray. Praise God. Now that word speaks of necessity. It's a necessity that we pray. It's necessary that we pray. Amen. It's a necessary that we pray. I'll get in more to that in just a minute. But not only is it necessary, but it's also here he gives us a commandment. He gives us, you know why God does that? Because God likes us to talk to him. Amen? He talks to us. He wants to. He talks to us through his word. If we'll listen to him. Amen? But he wants us to talk to him. He wants us to call upon his name. Amen? And he said we ought to pray always and not to faint. Now that word faint means to lack courage, to lose heart. Amen. According to Noah Webster's 1828, it's to be faint-hearted. Amen. And to become or to become weary. We should never be weary in well doing, and we should never ever be weary in praying. Amen. We ought to take everything to the Lord. I told you before, I get up every day and I looked out the window. I thank God every morning. I praise him and thank him for the day that he's given me. Amen. This guy's talking to a fellow the other day, and he is talking about the day and stuff. It was a pretty good day. So I'm having a pretty good day. I said, praise God, every day is a good day. Because God give us a day. He said, this is that the Lord had made, and he don't make junk. Amen. Praise God. We get up every day and say, thank you, Lord, for this good day. I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in it because you made it and you don't make junk. Amen. So we're to pray, we're to praise him, and we're to give him glory for what he's done. So we see that it's a commandment to pray. In Matthew chapter 26 and 41, the Bible says this. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So here's another commandment. He says to watch. He said what we should watch circumspectly with praying because we don't know the wiles of the devil. We don't know what this world's liable to run by us or run over us with. So we need to be watching consistently. Amen. That's what he told the disciples. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. He said we need to pay attention. We need to be vigilant. Amen. Because if we're not vigilant, hey, we won't know what to pray for. Amen. But if we're vigilant, we see things kind of shaping up around us, and we know, praise God, the will of God, the things of God, and we know what to pray for, what God ask God to help us with. Amen? And praise God, if we're not vigilant, if we're not paying attention, we may let those things slip by. I'm afraid sometimes that we're not bound in our duty and morality, praise God, our moral obligation to pray because we're not paying attention to what's taking place. We get to pay attention to what's going on. We'll realize, praise God, that we need some help in that from the Lord. David said, I looked on the hills which come with my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. We need to be looking, praise God, to the hills all the time. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, watch and pray. He said, that ye enter not in temptation. And he says this, he said, the Spirit indeed is willing. See, we got a Spirit. The Spirit of God is willing to help us in every aspect of our life. Everything that we do. Are you hearing me tonight? The Holy Spirit is willing to help us in every aspect of our life if we'll just heed the Spirit of God. If we'll just trust the Lord in our lives. Amen. Now, I know how you are. You're just like me, praise God. We try to beat bops along and do everything we can by ourselves without asking for help. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that wants to help you and I if we'll let Him. Amen. He said the Spirit indeed is willing. He said, but the flesh is weak. Amen. Our flesh is weak. Your flesh is weak. Temptations can come. He said, we need to be watchful of that. We need to be praying and seeking God's face that He'd help us. He'd strengthen. Because He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows our weaknesses and lack of strength. And we need to be praying every day, Lord, please help me. Give me the confidence, praise God, to boldly come before the throne of grace so I can receive help in time. Amen. Praise God. In the nick of time, in the time, praise God, in your time frame, when that help is needed, praise God. So we pray and we don't faint from prayer. We stay consistent in our prayer. You know, Pastor, why would we do that? Because that's how we get things from God. That's how we get God to move, amen. Well, when we talk to Him in prayer. Hello? Let me ask you a question. Do you talk to the Lord in prayer? Come on. Huh? Do you talk to the Lord in prayer? Amen. Praise God. Listen, we better not be ashamed of Him. I got to thinking about that yesterday, sitting out there in the study. We better be careful to pray and to talk to our Savior. You say, well, preacher, I'd pray, but I'm kind of ashamed to pray. Amen. He said if you're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Praise God. Hey, I wouldn't be ashamed to pray. What are you saying? I wouldn't be ashamed to talk to my Savior. God wants us to communicate with Him. God wants to hear from you. Amen. God wants to hear from He wants to hear you pray. He wants you to converse with Him. Amen. But if I'll just be honest. Look, can we just be honest? Let's just be honest with each other tonight. There's a whole lot of us in here tonight. If I called on you to pray and said, hey, how about praying for us? It'd scare you to death. It'd terrify you. You'd slink down in the seat. Did the pastor call me to pray? Amen. And let me just say this. Just because you're a lady today, don't think, praise God, you oughtn't to pray. Amen. We get mixed up in this in our theology. Well, a woman's supposed to be quiet in the church. When he's talking about being quiet in church, he's talking about, praise God, when they were speaking in tongues and not usurp authority over the man. Hello? It wasn't that she wasn't able to pray. She wasn't able to worship God. She wasn't able to get in and shout and praise God, give Him glory. Praise God. That's what we're supposed to do. And if you're ashamed of Him, if you're ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll be ashamed of you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd go out of my way, just throw up my hand, say, glory to God. Amen. Don't be ashamed. You know how we learn to pray? The same way we learn to do anything else, we practice. Amen. We practice praying. Praise the Lord. Listen, you oughtn't to count. Hey, listen, you oughtn't to count on Daddy all the time to do the praying. Amen. Mama ought to be able to pray. Hello? Grandma ought to be able to pray. Papa ought to be able to pray. Son, daughter, you ought to be able to pray. Come on. Oh, me. Amen. We're living day and hour. He said, man ought always to pray. He's talking about not just men. He's talking about humanity. Mankind was supposed to be able to pray. Every one of us supposed to be talking to God. Amen. Praise God. That's how we get things from the Lord. We ask Him. We talk to Him in prayer. James 4:2 said, you have not because you ask not. Amen. If you don't ever pray to God, you don't talk to God, you're not ever going to get nothing from God. Amen. It's personal. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to commune with Him. He wants us to ask Him for things. Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves to take care of you and me. God loves to give us things. God loves to share with us. Amen? Praise the Lord. I ought to be able to call on anybody in this congregation at any time and you just bounce up and pray. Amen? Come on. Amen. You say, preacher, don't call on me. I tell you what, some folks, praise God, if you called on to pray, they'd puff up and wouldn't ever come to church again. You say, well, that preacher embarrassed me. How am I embarrassed? You praise God. Just jump up and say, you say, well, I don't know how to pray. Amen. Say, I don't know how to pray. Praise God. Just get up and talk to the Lord just like I'm talking to you. Because He is our Heavenly Father. He loves us, praise God. We just got to stand up and say, Lord Jesus, if you can't say nothing, so Lord Jesus, I thank you, I pray you, I just thank you for saving me. And Lord, just take me, use me, help me, break whatever God puts on your heart, just talk to Him about it and say amen and sit down. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's me again, Lord. Amen. I don't know what I need to say. But Lord, I love you and I thank you because you first loved me. Lord, I want you to help me. I don't even know what I need, but Lord, I know you do. And Lord, I want you to help me, bless me, lead, guide, and direct me, show me the path of righteousness for your name's sake, and help me to walk in there, or therein. Amen. Amen. Led of the Spirit. Praise God. The Lord was afraid in the last days. Men would forget to pray as they ought to. Amen. He was afraid they would forget to pray. He gave this parable about prayer. Amen. Because that's how we get things. That's how we receive things. He gives this parable of this woman that went to this judge, an ungodly judge, a judge that didn't fear God. Praise God. Had no regard of man. And she asked him to avenge her of her enemies. And the judge, it went on for a while, rocked on for a while, and the judge got tired of that. He said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take care of that because she wearies me. He said, every day she's coming to ask me to avenge her of her enemies. And I'm just getting tired of looking at her. I'm getting tired of hearing her. Amen. So Jesus tells us, He said, that's the way you ought to be. He said, you ought to, praise God, just keep bombarding the portals of glory. Praise God, because you love Him and you know He loves you. And just keep bringing it to the Lord so that God can hear and answer your prayer. I think sometimes we don't see our prayers answered because we're not consistent in our praying. Amen. We're not consistent in our praying. And he finally says, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her lest she, this by her continual coming, she weary me. So the Lord gives this parable. Amen. And the wicked judge, he avenges this woman of her enemies. But then he says in verse number 8, he said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, now watch this, shall he find faith on the earth? Now watch the Lord asking here. He said, when the Son of Man cometh, when the Lord comes back, will he find faith on the earth? And he's not talking about saved, born again people. He's talking about people that's faithful to the faith. He's talking about people that are faithful in prayer. That's faithfully talking to the Lord. We say that we're saved, but if we don't ever talk to the Lord, it's kind of like a husband and a wife. Amen? You get married and you say, I do, and then, praise God, you don't ever go home and you don't ever tell them that you love them. It won't be long till you just won't be getting along. Amen? There'd be division. But praise God, we ought to be talking to Him every day. We ought to be communicating with Him. Jesus said, will I find you faithful, praise God, in your prayer life when I come? Amen. Praise God, ready to hear. Bless His name. Amen. Because it's prayer. It's, this woman, praise God, it's because of prayer that she was saved from her enemies. Praise God. Prayer will save you. That's what it does. It saves you out of, the Bible says it saves you out of all of your troubles. In Psalms chapter 34, verse 6, it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. How did the Lord hear him? Because he cried. What does that mean? He prayed. This poor man prayed. He talked and communed with God. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now, if that poor man hadn't cried, the Lord couldn't have heard him, and the Lord wouldn't have saved him out of all of his troubles. Amen. The Lord's listening for us to cry out, praise God, so he can save us out of all of our troubles. Amen. That's what he's doing. That's how the Lord works. See, the children of Israel were in Egypt under bitter bondage for 430 years, praise God, 400 years. And by reason, they cried out by reason of their taskmaster. They just got so cold and hard, they couldn't stand it anymore. They got to crying out to the Lord, and the Lord heard them. Amen. But it's a sad thing, and it took the bitter hardness of that taskmaster to get them to look up and cry to God. I want to say today, in the hour we're living, we got a taskmaster that's worse than the Egyptians. We got a taskmaster who's the devil, the deceiver, old Lucifer. Amen. He's a taskmaster trying to beat us up and tear us down. He's trying to get us to doubt. He's trying to get us to be ashamed of communicating with our Lord. Amen. Never be ashamed, praise God. Praise the Lord. Just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, here am I. If you ain't saying nothing, I said, just, Lord, I love you because you first loved me. That's something we know, praise God, because the Bible tells us so. Praise God, he loved us when we was old sinners, while we were yet in our sins, so we can love him back. Amen? So this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, saved him out of all of his troubles. Praise God. That's where our power comes from. When we cry out to the Lord, we get the power. That is our pathway to power. Amen. One of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 33:3. Amen. That's where the power comes from in prayer. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee the great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. How do we get God to show us things? Praise God. He said, call unto me. That's prayer. That's coming before God with prayer and talking to God in prayer, praise God. And God begins to bless us and begins to help us and begins to show us the right way. We've lost our way in America because we've took our eyes off of God and we've quit praying. I know when I was growing up as a kid, every time we got together, before we would not sit down the table till Grandpa Young or Grandpa Massey prayed. It was always the elder that prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if they weren't available, well, somebody else would pray. But I know even when I'd go over to Grandma Massey's, and it's just me as a little old boy, I'd go in to get me a jelly biscuit. And Granny would make me a jelly biscuit. But she wouldn't let me eat that thing till she asked God to bless it. Amen. That stuck in my heart, praise God. I saw that as a little old boy, and I realized it must be pretty important for Grandma to do it every time. Amen. She'd pray. We've lost that in America, praise God. But he said, if you'd call unto me, talk to me, pray to me, ask of me, praise the Lord, and I will answer thee. That's how you get help, Lord. You call upon the Lord. And God will answer your prayer. Amen? So why do we pray? Why do we pray? Because we're supposed to. Amen? I just told you, God, he said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. He said, it's a commandment. We ought to pray. We ought to be about praying. Every one of us ought to be praying every day. Amen? Did everybody hear that? Every one of us ought to be praying every day. Amen. Every one of us. From the youngest to the oldest, from the littlest to the tallest, or to be praying every day, or to be talking to God every day. Amen. I didn't say from the... Okay. But everybody, or we're obligated to talk to God because he wants us to. He asks us to. Amen. And we're required to. So why do we pray? I tell you why we pray, because according to what God said, it's a sin not to pray. Hello? It's a sin not to pray. It's a sin not to talk to God. Amen. Look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 12. 1 Samuel chapter number 12, verse 16. He said, now if we stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes, is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, and ye may that ye may receive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king. Now watch this. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto us all our sin this evil, to ask us a king. They already had one. Amen. The God of glory. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And ye shall not, and turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. Now watch this. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? Even though we're full of sin, but look at verse 23. He said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Amen? Praise God. You see what Samuel does? He said, it'd be a sin if I quit praying for you. It'd be a sin if I let you down before the Lord. He said, I've got to keep praying. He said, I've got to keep praying for you. Amen? He said, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both ye and your king. Amen. He said, even though you've turned your back on God, even though you've required a king, praise God, to be over you instead of God Almighty, he said, I can't quit praying for you, because if I quit praying for you, it'd be a sin in my life. Amen. It's a sin in our lives not to pray for old lost sinners. Amen. It's a sin in our life, in your life, in my life, not to pray over old lost sinners. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Amen? A sin to cease from praying from you. Praise God. So God says that we should pray without ceasing. Amen. All God's people should pray and seek the Lord with all of our heart. Praise God. Because that's what God requires of us. Is it profitable to pray? Praise God. It's profitable to pray as God's people. God will hear us and answer our prayers. God will be moved by the prayers of His people. Amen. To do the things that's pleasing in His sight. That's according to His will. We see in closing tonight in 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, He gives us an example when He talks to Solomon. Solomon had finished the house of God and he had offered up a prayer of dedication unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Unto God of heaven. And he said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon, verse number 12, by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Amen. He told Solomon, he said, Solomon, you prayed and I heard you. Ain't it good? Don't make you feel good when you pray and it seems like God heard you. Amen. Praise God. And you feel down in your soul, praise God, the hand of God, just letting you know that He heard you. Amen. But he says, and he said, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Amen. God forbid. God help. When things start getting ugly around us, what do? We pray. And God says this. He said, if my people, those are born again believers, which are called by my name, which are called Christians, amen, before God Almighty. He said, what we should do? We shall humble themselves. Amen. You know how we can pray? When we come humble before God, when we humble ourselves before God, when we realize that we're nothing, He's everything, and we're just going to let go. We're not going to be ashamed of it. We're just going to say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner, and just help me according to Your will. Amen. In humility, come before God. Hey, listen, I'm just like you. I'm nothing today. Just no sinner saved by grace. But I'm one of His children, saved by the grace of God. And I just humble myself. I come humbly before Him because He is my God. But He said, if we shall humble themselves and what? And pray. He said, if we'll just come humbly and pray, talk to God. Tell Him what's going on. Ask Him to help us. Praise the Lord. Have Him give us strength. Ask Him to give us boldness. He will. I've told you before, praise God, I run from preaching for almost 4 years because I was scared to death. I couldn't have stood up in front of people like this to save my life. I'd take a zero on a book report in high school and then make it up, praise God, doing a special project so I didn't have to stand up in front of a crowd. I said, Lord, on that day I surrendered to Him. I humbled myself before God. I said, Lord, here I am. You just use me. I can't do nothing. You know how I am. But Lord, I'll be a vessel to You if you can use me. But Lord, You're going to have to do it. I can't. Amen. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit of God spoke to my heart and He said, that's all I want you to do. Just humbly come to me. Submit yourself to me. And I'll do the rest. Praise God. And what I done right there on that riverbank, I just talked to Him just like I'm talking to you. And I said, Lord, please just help this old sinner to be what You'd have me to be. Amen. He said, if we call those that are called by His name shall humble themselves and pray and seek His face, seek my face. That's to come before the Lord. Amen. To seek His face is to come humbly before the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and turn from their wicked ways. We got to come with a repentant heart. We got to ask God to forgive us our sins. That's the first prayer that God's going to hear. If we got sin in our life, you ain't getting into the portal of glory. Amen. You ain't going to go for a throne of grace, praise God. There's no sinfulness in the presence of God. But He said, if we'll seek His face, come into the presence of God and turn from our wicked ways, if we'll repent and ask God to forgive us, He said, then will I, amen? The I is dependent. It's hinged upon the if. I've told you that before. He said, if His people, which are called by His name, will humble Himself and pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways, He said, then will I. If we do, then He will. Amen. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. He said, praise God, the prayer coming to portals of glory. He said, I'll hear the prayer. Praise God. He said, then once I hear the prayer, He said, I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. That's the first thing, forgiven of those sins that we repented of. He said, then I'll heal their land. I'll move upon them. I'll move upon their people, their nation, their families, praise God, and I'll heal them of their sickness, their sin sickness. He said, I'll make them well. Amen, for the glory of God. Praise His name. He said, I will heal their land. In verse 15, He says this, now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. You know what the Lord's saying here? He said, praise God. He said, it gets my attention. Amen. He said, when this stuff takes, when it takes place, when you humble yourself, praise God, and you call upon my name and you turn from your wicked ways, He said, you get my attention. My full attention is on you. Praise God. He said, then my eyes are open, my ears are attentive unto the prayer that's made in this place. The Lord said, you got my attention. He said, I'm paying attention to you. I'm hearing what you're saying. Amen. And I just want to bless you on purpose. Praise God. Because that's what prayer brings. It brings the blessings of God. And we should never be afraid. We should never be ashamed to pray. Remember what we told you in the beginning? Praise God. We should never faint in our prayers. We should never have a lack of courage in our prayer life. Lose heart. Be faint-hearted.
or become weary in our prayers. Just trust in the Lord, praise God, to hear an answer. To hear from us. To hear from you. Amen. And begin to move for you. Amen. Do things for you, praise God, that you need in this day and hour that we live. To pray. To pray without ceasing. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. All over the world. Chaos and turmoil. Amen. Like we haven't seen it in a long, long time. But God said, if we'll pray. Jesus said, if we'll pray. He said, men ought to pray and not to faint. Or to pray without ceasing. Praise God. Pray all the time. Talking to God. Why would we do that? Because we need the Lord all the time. We need Him all day, every day. You realize, listen to me, I'm done. You realize for 1 minute in your day without God, you'd be dead. You'd be dead. You'd cease to exist this side of eternity. Just 1 minute without God. We'd be talking to Him every day. Say, thank you, Lord, for that heartbeat. Oh, yeah, Lord, thank you for that heartbeat. Amen. And for that one and that one too. Amen. Because God, without Him, we wouldn't have it. We ought to be prayerful. But we ought to be praying, asking to help us, to encourage us, to give us the guidance and leadership that we need to be an encouragement to others. We're headed in a time that we've never been in before. This side of World War II. Amen. And we need help, Lord. We need all the help we can get. Amen. We need help in the days we're coming into. We need the help. We need God's help to save our children, our families, our loved ones. Birth them into this family of God so we can all be ready to go home together. Amen. That's the main event. We need to be ready to help each other, encourage each other along the way. We need to love one another like Jesus said we should. We can't do it without the Lord. And you can't do it proficiently without prayer. With faith, believe and praise God. Listen to what He says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. His people, we call on His name. Amen. Call upon His name. Trust Him. Humble ourselves. Pray. Seek His face. Come into His presence and say, Lord, here I am. You know what I need? You know what we need? You know what You can do for us? We need to do it now. Amen. Praise God. We got a lot of things coming up. We've got an election coming up in 9 days. 9 days, I guess, from today. And we need to be prayerful about that like we've never prayed before. We need to be on face asking God to intervene, to make a difference, that His will would be done. Amen. And if this thing goes south for us, then we'll need all the help we can get. Amen. Because in the next 4 years, they'll try their best to shut down the churches. They'll try to take your Bible. They'll try to stop you from praying. We're already seeing it. Amen. They're already telling us, you know, when you say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they tell you you're at the wrong rally. Amen. We're in a mess, and we need help from the Lord. Amen. We need help from the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is our Lord and Savior, and He's the one. He's the only one that we should be listening to. He's the only one we should be praying to, and asking Him to help us. Amen. He can. He will. You know how to know? Because He's done it before, and He can do it again. Amen. He defeated all the armies, praise God, one time before during the first World War and the Second World War. Praise God. And we're fighting a battle with Satan today like we've never fought before. Fighting it on every front, but God Almighty still in control. And He says that men ought always to pray. Amen. And not faint. We ought to be consistently talking to God and asking Him to help us, to intervene in the lives of men. Praise God.